Natal.
Gentlemen, hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Dean Rust.
Yes.
On the Sarge Shriver trip to Israel and Jordan, I think it would be quite a good idea for you to put him in position to explore informally with both the Prime Minister in Israel and the King in Jordan a visit over here. An informal working visit for the King of Jordan, perhaps in April. It'd be a two-day matter. And then the Prime Minister of Israel may be coming over about June. But I just wanted to get your impressions of that, because Jordan is a pretty key country to us. They're one of the most moderate and reasonable of the Arab countries, and their relations with Israel are key to the peace out there. And they've been working pretty well with us in the past and doing a pretty good job internally. But the King does need occasional help. Is this something you think you could consider?
I don't know. That's getting up pretty much the latter part of our session. We want to get him out of there in June.
Right.
When does he leave?
Well, he leaves today, but he'll be... In your letter to the Prime Minister, you indicated you hope to see him, and that will probably stimulate some inquiries to when this might be possible. I would think that...
Let's look at our whole schedule and see what we've got coming up between now and then, and you rate them, kind of give them priority, and we'll do whatever you think's best.
Right. Well, now, does Moyes, does he have your schedule best in mind?
No, I would assume you all have, as far as these visits concerned.
Oh, I see. Visits.
Yeah.
I see. Well,
I'm talking about the state visits of the people that are coming here. I don't want somebody coming every week.
Right. Well,
I know that we have Canada, I know we have Hume, I know we have Mexico.
Right.
I don't know how many more we have. I know we have Italy. That's four that I know of.
You pretty well get through with those by the middle of February.
Let's see what going we can buy. We can get food and let's go. We can buy some money for them.
All right.
If we need to. Now, I propose that it makes a statement. Study together with our allies in order to ascertain whether we could develop any constructive steps which would help in easing tension and in dealing with territorial disputes.
Well, that's good. I just have a...
Now, I wonder if we won't just cut off and in dealing with territorial disputes. I assume we don't want to admit we got in, do we? Develop any constructive steps which would help in easing tensions. Why don't we just put period there?
Help in easing tensions throughout the world.
All right.
His proposal is throughout the world.
All right.
Right.
Through. Now, wait a minute. Now, are we supposed to put this out of y'all or what?
I think it would probably be better from here, Mr. President.
All right.
I think we ought to leave you in reserve.
All right.
Khrushchev's message to you. You'll want to go back to Khrushchev with some comments on this at some stage.
All right.
Now, Pierre, you
understand that they'll put this out up there.
Right.
That's background up there, he said. That's fine.
All right, good.
Thank you, Ms. Secretary. Ms. Secretary.
Yes?
I've got to get something on Australia and New Zealand and our little meat problem. I've got 8 Republican governors demanded day before yesterday I meet with them. I turned them down. This morning I'm getting Republican senators who want to call on me. Who want to call on me. We've got to find some answer to this thing, because Jack Miller from Iowa called this morning and says that he wants to see me on Monday when I arrive. Now, what they're going to do is put us in the box, or they're forcing us to do something before every Republican in 15 Western states makes it.
Thank you.